Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I think it appropriate for last week's programming and this week's that I share a word about the name of our radio broadcast, The Voice of One Witness. That one witness is me, Billy Brim. Years ago, I sought the Lord about my own ministry. What was I? In what office did I stand? I'd known I was called to the ministry since early childhood, and what I learned in editing my first book for Kenneth E. Hagin, The Woman Question, set me free to preach the gospel without feeling I was doing something the Bible forbid. Something else Brother Hagin's teaching wonderfully enlightened me on was the ministry gifts of Christ, apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, etc., and standing in one's own office. Therefore, I was seeking the Lord to find out where He had set me. For the Bible says, speaking of the ministry gifts of Christ in another scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. Now let me say here that the Lord has since made known to me which of the fivefold ministry gifts of Christ I do stand in. But in that early quest that I'm talking about today, where I ask Him, what is the ministry to which you have called me? This is what He said to me. I was reading the 26th chapter of Acts when the Lord spoke to me from it. Now I'll just start reading at verse 13. At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, stand shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Shaul, Shaul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And He said, I'm sure you said Yeshua. That's the Hebrew tongue. I am Yeshua, whom you persecute. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. Now, this is the verse He stopped me on. And I don't in any way put myself on the level with Apostle Paul, but he did use these same words to identify my call. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. I am a minister and a witness. He gave me the definite ministry of a witness. Both of these things which you have seen, in other words, He was going to cause me to see things. As it's turned out, they're natural happenings in the world and spiritual things as well. And of those things in the which I will appear unto thee. So He made me to know that I am especially called and anointed to witness what He is doing in the earth. And I am called and anointed to tell others what I see. That's what a witness does. A witness in a courtroom tells what they saw. They tell it. So He called me that day to the ministry of a witness. I was about 35 years old when He made me to know that I've been called to be a witness. And today, at 70 years of age, I have seen, even witnessed, that witness call evolve in my life. For instance, and it's so amazing to me because of the place I came from. I was a housewife and a mother and working at Kenneth Hagin Ministries when He called me to this witness ministry. Live in a little simple house in Collinsville, Oklahoma. I had a simple life. And it's amazing the things and the places He's taken me in the earth. And when I'm there, when I'm seeing these things, I know this witness ministry is going on. And I'm always, it's like that old hymn, I stand amazed in the presence. I always stand amazed. And some of the things He's caused me to see and witness are, and I've bulleted them here on my paper to read to you. Number one, Bullet number one, the Soviet Union at its height until its demise. I took regular trips inside the Soviet Union of the KGB days from 1980. There we went at least once a year, sometimes more, until its breakup, and continued to go afterwards. We watched what happened after those days. And I was even there inside Moscow on that fateful day of 9/11 when the Twin Towers were bombed. I watched it from Rick Renner's apartment, Rick and Denise Renner's home, via satellite. Another bullet is Israel. He's caused me to start going to Israel since 1983 and watch the happenings, the end time happenings in the fig tree, and tell to others. Another bullet is Europe and the European Union, is particularly Brussels. I've been going to Brussels more than 20 years and watching what is happening there in that capital of the old Roman Empire revived. He caused me to be a witness of the charismatic renewal, that great move of God that took place in the 60s and 70s. In fact, that's the one I came in on. He caused me to be a witness to the rise of the message of faith. When I first went to Brother Hagin's meeting at 1029 North Utica, there were probably 150 people in that room where God had sent him. It was his new office. He'd sent him to have offices in Tulsa. It was a small meeting. I came to work for him 3 years later, and I was only employee number 12. When I first met Brother Hagin, they had four employees, Brother Hagin, Sister Hagin, and Buddy and Pat Harrison. And so I watched as he was told by God to get out of his own bathtub and to start preaching faith, teach my people faith. I watched that start to happen. And he told him to put it in print, and God helped me to be part of that, putting it into print. And then I watched it as one after the other came into that message of faith. This black preacher from California, Fred Price. Texan preaching over in Arkansas, Kenneth Copeland. And I watched it grow and grow and grow and sweep around the world till there are now Word of Faith churches and people all over the world. I was born in Tulsa, so I am a witness to all the Holy Ghost, not all the Holy Ghost proceedings, but I have a witness in my life of what all's happened there. I received a witness from my great-grandparents, Carrie and Isaac Pickard. I didn't know him. He passed away before I was born, but I knew her very well. I was 15 years old when she left this earth, and they were a part of the pre-Azusa Street Tulsa acceptance of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. I say Tulsa. It was actually Coweta, Oneida, Broken Arrow. And then the Lord has used this ministry witness in my life in close association with the lives of spiritual saints of God. Kenneth and Aretha Hagin, Oral and Evelyn Roberts, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, the J.R. Goodwins, Papa and Mama, Rachel Tiefetiller, Wilford and Gertrude Wright, daughter and son-in-law of John G. Lake, Philip and Fern Halverson. Philip prayed on a level very high, unlike any person I've ever known. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lester Sumrall, Demas Shakarian, so many others, names widely known and names you would not know. I've known these people and very closely. It's an amazing thing that happened through the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and this witnessing ministry. Even now, I'm called upon to witness what they taught me or passed along to me. And I've been a witness to great meetings around the world, great Holy Ghost meetings around the world. And now I know that I'm witnessing currently the beginnings of what will be an awakening to a God in America and around the globe. So that's the current thing where I know that God is having me move in this witness ministry. I'm watching it beginning in prayer, and I will see its fulfillment. I've been to Australia 9 times in anticipation of Wigglesworth's prophecy to David Duplessy about the great end of days move of God there. And it was a Holy Ghost arranged 3-day meeting with David Duplessy where I, with about 6 others, received 3 days of David's pouring out his life and ministry into us. And he shared all about the morning that Wigglesworth found David at his office and pinned him to the wall and gave him that prophecy. And when David told me about it, he took hold of my collars and my blazer and pinned me to the wall. So it's just amazing how these things have happened in Israel. I've had close association with Nobel Prize nominee Shulamit Katz Nelson. I spent an hour and 45 minutes going over Bible prophecy with Ariel Sharon. And today's Vice Prime Minister General Ya'alon, in charge of strategy, is a rather close associate. So it's just amazing how these things have happened. And in every event and in every association, there was and is an underlying awareness in my spirit of the witness ministry. Someone who went on one of my seminar tours to Israel said, "I can't wait to hear Billy when she speaks about our trip after we get home so I can know what happened." They were on the trip. It's an anointing to live it, an anointing to see it, and an anointing to tell it. So that leads us to last week's and this week's broadcast, wherein I share a witnessing weekend I recently experienced from Friday, August 21st to Sunday, August 23rd. And in case you missed it, you can go on billybrim.org and hear us on the radio archives. On Thursday evening, August 21st, my daughter Brenda, my granddaughter Hannah, and I set out on the 3.5-hour drive from Branson, Missouri to the Broken Arrow, Tulsa area. Our purpose was to buy furnishings for Hannah's apartment in Rhema Student Housing. We had lots of meeting and greeting fun, incoming Rhema students, ORU students, and I noticed that throughout our time, something was going on inside me. Often in this witnessing ministry, I see a Holy Ghost connecting of the dots. I see the hand of the Lord connecting things from the past, in the now, and into the future. So I enumerate again to you these dots that he emphasized to me on that weekend. Some of them I covered in detail in last week's broadcast, particularly Tulsa and its place, its Holy Ghost place, from the beginning of the 20th century until Jesus comes. And I went into detail about Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and the call on his life and the call on Rhema. Now we'll take up with some other things tomorrow. This week we have so many special offers, but I want to be sure whether I get to all of those offers or not. I want to be sure to remind you that on 9/11 Friday of this week, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock your time, you need to go to your county courthouse, and all across America, we're hoping from every county, we'll be praying and lifting up our voices in a call to God for an awakening in America. You know, I need to know if you're out there. If you're listening, I really wish you'd contact me so I can know about the effectiveness of this broadcast. And if possible, I'd like you to send an offering to support the radio broadcast. You can just write Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you can, please tell us where you hear us, on what program and station you're hearing us. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.